present Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Peter Jones and Alfred Marx in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much indeed. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And we're delighted to welcome back Alfred Marx to play the game with our three regular competitors. And as usual, I'm going to ask them to speak, if they can, for just a minute on some unlikely subject without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject which is on the card in front of me. And this week, we will begin the show with Kenneth Williams. Kenneth, can you talk on the subject of hedonism for 60 seconds, starting now?
Hedonism, I think, roughly means somebody who is devoted to a life of pleasure. But of course, it would be possible to live this sort of existence if you really tried. Because inevitably, there are tasks which do involve difficulties. Hedonism, as opposed to head-offism, which wouldn't be living at all, would it? Of course, you wouldn't be able to breathe, not having a hooter. On the other hand, of course, there are Stoics who don't believe in hedonism and oppose it most vigorously, scourge themselves and frequently go out in all weathers shouting the odds and saying, be hard, be, live, oh, I said be twice, yes.
Clement Freud has challenged you.
Repetition of course.
I agree with your challenge. You get a point for a correct challenge and there are 21 seconds for you to continue with the subject of hedonism starting now.
When Kenneth Williams was a pickpocket in a maternity home, one of his favourite subjects was an elderly spinster called Mavis Golightly, which he never did, strangely enough. Many men, women, children, and two Eskimos came to the private nursing home in which he practised his craft.
Peter Jones has challenged just before the whistle.
Deviation. It's nothing to do with hedonism.
I can't see any connection either, Peter. I would agree, so you have a point for that. 1 second on hedonism, starting now.
It's people who are bent on...
Well, as you know, the whistle which Ian Messiter blows tells us that 60 seconds is up and whoever is speaking at that moment gets an extra point. Peter Jones got in just before the whistle and he has got two, and you're in the lead at the end of the round, Peter. Clement Freud, would you begin the next round? The subject is divisions. Can you talk on that for 60 seconds, starting now?
There are all sorts of divisions which you would find in the Football League, the House of Commons and the Army, to name but a few. Beginning with the sporting classification, you have the 1st, 2nd, 3rd South, which at one time had a North, and the 4th Division, also the Southern Division, Scottish.
Peter Jones,
hesitation.
Yes, indeed, he ran out of divisions, didn't he?
No, I didn't. Divisions, and I couldn't think of another one.
I realise that, yes. You didn't run out, but you couldn't recall them. Yes. It was utterly boring as well, I thought.
Yes.
36 seconds are left with you, Peter, to talk on divisions starting now.
Well, divisions are what divide the rich from the poor and the male...
Alfred Marx has challenged.
Yes, it's not a challenge really under the headings of hesitation, deviation, or repetition.
Well, there's no other challenge is permitted.
No,
it's not allowed.
I just want to draw the chairman's attention to I'm sitting next to Peter Jones, and probably unbeknown to me, he's standing on my foot. Thank you very much. Just carry on, please. Sorry.
That would be a foul,
when you play the game more often, you'll realise that's only mild in comparison with some of the tactics they employ.
I see.
Yes.
There's nothing else left to sit on, actually.
Well, as long as I'm not sitting on your buzzer, it'll be all right.
29 seconds left for divisions, Peter, starting now.
Well, I'm rather thrown by this ridiculous assertion that you made about me I'm sitting down, as a matter of fact, not even standing.
Clarence Williams has challenged.
Deviation. Your posture has nothing to do with the subject, I'm afraid.
Unfortunately, yes, you were thrown by it, so you had to go off about it, and you were not on division, so Kenneth has a correct challenge.
Right, I apologise, and you can have the next point I make.
Well, thanks very much.
So, I hope I don't make any, just...
Kenneth, there are 22 seconds for you on division, starting now.
Divisions are caused largely by philosophical attitudes which people take because of upbringing, because of the way...
Clement Freud has challenged.
What's the matter with him?
He's not standing on my foot. And he said because twice.
He said because
twice. Well, I said
twice.
Because you come to me with naughty love. I mean, I felt like going into a ballad, you see.
Well, you actually repeated yourself on your way to your ballad. There are 14 seconds for you, Clement, on division starting now.
The Lion of Hyderabad was actually a man called Arthur Jones, who joined the pioneer corps at the age of 19 and served in the 3rd Division of...
Deviation. There was no Lion of Hyderabad. Therefore, it's deviation. It's leading the public to think a whole host of things are completely untrue. They're going to go out of here tonight saying, do you know the Lion of Hyderabad? And they've never even met him.
I saw that the Lion of Hyderabad was this chap who was in the pioneer corps as well.
Arthur Precisely. Jones. The whole thing is deviant.
Nothing to do with it. I mean, no. Kenneth has another point, and there are 5.5 seconds on division starting now.
The best divisions to do are long divisions, because you put the figures in, then you draw a bracket round and put your dividing figure outside. Well done, that. I'm in the lead.
Kenneth Williams was then speaking when the whistle went, so he gained that extra point, and he's now at the end of that round in lead with Peter Jones, one ahead of Clement Freud and 3 ahead of Alfred Marx. And Peter, will you begin the next round? The subject is changing the wheel. Can you talk about changing the wheel in 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, it's something I always try to get somebody else to do for me. Or a garage, or if the worst really does occur, then I would stand at the side of the road wiping a tear from my eye, hoping that some liberated woman would stop her powerful car, leap out, and do the change for me, and then afterwards take me home to her flat for a strengthening drink. Something, an invitation that I'm always open to accept. I don't know whether there are any listeners who may have motor cars, and if they do, on the occasion, pass me on the highway with one of these problems, like a burst tire, or even a gasket, or big end gone, whatever it is that's happened, then I should be most
Clement
grateful.
Clement Freud is challenged.
Deviation. He's a long way away from changing a wheel. He's now...
He's onto gaskets and big ends and...
Yes, but I went off it a long time ago. What kept you?
I 14 seconds on changing the wheel with you, Clement, starting now.
I have also found difficulty doing this myself, and what I now do is lie under the car waiting for someone to come along and say, are you all right? When I say no, would you change my wheel?
Clement Freud, then, speaking when the whistle went, gets the extra point, and he's now moved into the lead. Alfred Marx, will you begin the next round? The subject, the last time I blushed. You have 60 seconds, Alfred, starting now.
Strange as it may seem, the last time I blushed was on the train coming here this afternoon. The story goes back a little while because I am an acknowledged radio performer of some talent, I think. I'm not blowing my own trumpet. But people have said to me, we like you very much on the air, Alfred. The only thing is you do tend to speak rather rapidly. I will tell you what this has to do with the last time I blushed when I get to it. And so, bearing this in mind and wanting my career to remain in the ascendancy, I took myself off to a man in Harley Street who said to me, the only way to do this is to exercise. And he gave me the following hints. They are thus, that when I must speak, I must speak very deliberately, slowly, and take deep breaths.
And
one
Clement
of
Freud
the exercises, he... Pardon?
Clement Freud has challenged you. Clement.
It's repetition by the speech therapist. Said, when I speak, you speak.
Yes, there was a lot of
yes.
You speak, I speak. Yes.
Great pity, because it's a very funny story.
Yes, I know. funny speech therapist. 13 seconds are left for you on the last time I blushed, Clement, starting now.
It was when a woman came up to me on a beach and untangled my dressing gown, which I was unhappily wearing, took off my slippers and said, are you Alfred Marx of radio and television fame?
Clement Freud, again speaking when the whistle went, increased his lead at the end of the round. Kenneth Williams, your turn to begin. The subject, Pompey. Would you talk about him? For 60 seconds, if you can, starting now.
Well, I don't know an awful lot about Pompey. I know was part of the triumvirate composed of Caesar, Crassus, and himself. He married Julia, who was the daughter of the second bloke I mentioned, because I can't say it again or I'll be challenged. and fell out with him over these various policies which led to the defeat of Farsala. Then he fled to Egypt, where he was done in by a member of his own entourage, or, if you prefer the term, soldier. A most dishonourable business, but of course all that lot were pretty shocking. That other one,
Alfred Marks has challenged you.
A hesitation, I think.
Yes, you must.
Well, I was just getting going, you know what I mean? I didn't challenge you, you'll notice, before when you were underway. Notice that.
Indeed.
But he didn't try and say Caligula, which is...
No, that's true. It's most irregular.
Under pressure, it's impossible. There are 16 seconds for you, on Pompeii, starting now.
The most remarkable coincidence about this question is the fact that the speech therapist I went to, who I mentioned previously, name was Gnaeus Pompey. And Mr. Pompey said to me, wherever possible, you must say the following. Mary, breathing in between slowly.
Lieutenant, your turn to begin. The subject, a talisman. Can you talk about them for just a minute, starting now?
A talisman is something which you might find on your escutcheon or family shield, or even a lucky charm kept in your pocket of your suit or trousers, dressing gown, pyjamas, shirt, or wrapped in your handkerchief where it says...
Alfred Marks is challenging.
Oh, indeed, hesitation.
Oh, indeed, yes.
Without doubt.
And 20... 2 seconds on talisman, Alfred, starting now.
I remember a gentleman in the East End of London where I was bred and reared. He used to sell talisman at Christmas. And one day he came out with a small glass swan-like object, which was hollow. There was a hole in the head and a hole in what was supposed to be the tail. And the secret of this was, I said hole twice, and nobody still has challenged me, and I'm going to go on until that whistle blows.
Well, they're being very generous to each other in this particular round. And, Alfred, you kept going again to the whistle in spite of your hole in the head or wherever it was. And you have increased your position. You're only 1 point behind our leader now, Clement Freud, but you've overtaken the other two. Peter Jones, your turn to begin. The subject, top marks. You get off his foot and talk about top marks. 60 seconds, starting now.
Well, I've got a lot of time for Harpo, Chico, even Zeppo. Certainly, Groucho, the man who made that immortal remark, I wouldn't care to be a member of a club that would have me. I've misphrased that, unfortunately. However, I wouldn't care to belong to any club. No, I can't remember it. Well, I think I ought to go on the road for a couple of weeks and come in with it properly.
Kenneth Williams challenged you.
Well, I thought it was hesitation.
You thought it right, Kenneth. You have a point and you have 40 seconds to continue on top marks, starting now.
Well, I've never really got any top marks, and it's most unfortunate because of all the people that have ever been gathered on any English stage, it is I that deserve them. All these awards and garlands should have been handed to me on a plate, but no one's appeared. Gold plate, silver plate, china...
Clement Freud.
All those plates.
Yes, there were far too many plates you served up there.
Well, I like a plate.
Yeah. And there are 17 seconds for you to continue with top marks, Clement, starting now.
I suppose you'll go to Highgate Cemetery and look for the grave of Karl Marx. You might have reason to believe that that is top marks, rather than Alfred or...
Clement Freud was again speaking when the whistle went, so he gained the extra point. Alfred, it's your turn to begin, and the subject is getting measured for a suit. Can you talk about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
A very strange question in this day and age, because very few suits are made to measure these days, or bespoke tailoring, as it is called, rightly so. These days, one goes into a shop.
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Well, these days came up 3 times.
Indeed, yes. Some of these days came up 3 times.
It's quite a good song, but.
Yeah, some of these days, you're gonna miss me, honey.
But you can't keep bringing the refrain into just a minute, Kenneth.
No.
There are 47 seconds on getting measured for a suit with you, Kenneth, starting now.
This does happen to me occasionally, and I'm very often asked inside leg, and I always say, no, I'm outside right, but was sent off for handling the ball. On the other hand, I have been known to play very good games indoors, preferably table tennis. Often the ping-pong gives me a tremendous thrill.
Alfred Marks has challenged.
Oh, without any doubt whatsoever, deviation to the highest degree. What on earth has ping-pong got to do with being measured for a suit?
I quite agree with you. You don't have to sort of underline your case, Alfred.
Thank you.
I quite agree with you. 29 seconds for you, Alfred, on getting measured for a suit starting now.
I'm terribly embarrassed when the tailor says to me, which side do you dress? I usually say east side because the sun gets in my eyes when I dress on the other side. However, as I was saying previously, I'm not going to say
Peter
it, obviously,
Jones
because
challenged.
I should...
Well, he was going to say something that he'd said previously,
absolutely,
which,
right,
apart from being boring, is repetition.
Yes, you're quite right.
And there are 16 seconds for you, Peter, now, on getting measured for a suit starting now.
It was Guy Middleton who, when asked which side you dress, said, just make it baggy at the knees. I remember that very well. Poor man died now. However, being measured for a suit has a number of hazards, particularly if you're not exactly a normal standard.
Peter Jones then kept going till the whistle went, gained the extra point, and he is still in third place with Kenneth Williams. Kenneth, your turn to begin. The Plimsoll line. Can you talk about that? 60 seconds starting now.
The Plimsoll line is, of course, the thing which is drawn on the side of the ship to determine the displacement by law over which you are not allowed to overbear.
Clement Freud has challenged.
It's not the displacement by law, it's the displacement by weight.
Oh, that's very subtle, isn't it? Yes, the law says that the displacement by weight must not go above the line. But I think that we have to be generous on grammatical errors. It's that the stress of keeping going under such pressure is that you have a point.
Oh, hurry up and get it out for good.
Quibble about grammatical errors.
Kenneth, you have the subject, and you have 47 seconds on the Plimsoll line, starting now.
And in this way, it is ensured that they don't shove a load of idiots down in the hold, and is a very complicated process. So complicated.
Peter Jones has challenged.
That was a very long buzz. What happened?
I
did
buzzed
jam?
With you, actually.
Oh, you did?
I came in on the tail end.
Well, what was your
challenge?
Well, it's nothing to do with putting idiots down in the hold. That has absolutely nothing to do
You've
with it.
You've got to be an idiot to go down in the hold. Have you seen it?
Peter Jones, you have a point, and there are 35 seconds on the Plimsoll line starting now.
35 seconds is a long time for me to talk about.
Kenneth Williams has
challenged. Deviation, the amount of time you have is not the subject, so you deviated.
It's the whole raison d'etre.
It's nothing to do with the Plimsoll line, 35 seconds, and you dragged it all in, you great fool.
He said...
You heard the audience. You heard them. That's the majority verdict. We happen to live in a democracy. Those people all voted for me. You heard them.
You were browbeating them.
Yes,
you were pressurizing them.
I'm all the way from Great Portland Street.
That is not the way to win the game, Kenneth.
It knew you'd give me half a chance late. I don't care how I win it.
Peter Jones went on to say the 35 seconds was not something...
Oh, just because he stands your Welsh rarebit round the corner, you think he...
33 seconds now on the Plimsoll line with you, Peter, starting now.
This line is put on all the ships, so...
Kenneth Williams has charged.
Repetition, I've just made that point.
Yes, but not as clearly.
Rubbish.
It doesn't matter whether you've made it, he's making it now. So there are 30 seconds for you, Peter, on the Plimsoll line, starting now.
So that the casual observer and others can see whether the ship or boat, vessel of any kind...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of ship.
Yes, and there are 25 seconds for you, Clement, on the Plimsoll line, starting now.
As Peter Jones and Kenneth Williams have, and Alfred Marks no doubt will say, this line is put on all the ships.
Alfred Marks has challenged.
Absolute deviation. I have no intention of speaking at all on the subject.
So he was being devious.
Absolutely.
Right, Alfred, you have 18 seconds to continue with the Plimsoll line starting now.
However, having been forced to...
deviation, he's just said he's not going to speak on
Kenneth Williams, you have a point. You have 16 seconds on the Plimsoll line.
But I didn't say that whilst I had the question.
I'm sorry. No, you're not going to wriggle out of it that way.
But I didn't. I didn't say it whilst I had the question.
If you had no intention, you could not have deserved it.
I happen to be the biggest liar in London. That doesn't mean to say. But well, I cannot appear on this show.
If you're the biggest liar in London, you should never have had the point.
I am leaving. I'm getting up and leaving.
All right, give it then. Give it to him.
I haven't been paid yet. I haven't been paid yet, you know.
Well, that's all right.
Do I get the subject or don't I get the subject?
No, Kenneth Williams gets the subject. And we'll
all right, then I'll stay. You see what a liar I am?
16 seconds on the Plimsoll line, Kenneth, starting now.
Well, this was a very, very...
That wasn't a hesitation, then I'm definitely...
Well, you put me off.
You put me off the whole time.
You have 14 seconds on the Plimsoll line, Alfred, starting now.
My Plimsolls do not have a lion. They merely have a welded sole to the welt. A lot of other Plimsolls don't have this sort of adhesive. I, on the other hand, prefer this, as there's no possibility of a rupture between the various parts of the...
Wait a minute. Kenneth challenged before Alfred had his rupture.
Yes, because the subject is the Plimsoll line,
yes,
which is the one
Plimsoll
on the
line of my Plimsolls, which I'm wearing at the moment.
Yeah, well, that's happening.
Oh, no, he's made his point quite clearly. 1 second for you, Alfred, on the Plimsoll line, starting now. And Ken...
hesitation.
What was it?
Hesitation.
Oh, shut up.
Hesitation. Definitely hesitation. You never come in.
Half a second, Alfred, on the Plimsoll line, starting now.
However...
Well, everybody got quite a lot of points on the Plimsoll line, including Alfred Marks, who got the extra one for speaking when the whistle went, and he's now in the lead at the end of that round.
Do your worst, bold, bad Kenneth.
Do you wish to leave now, Alfred?
I'll stay now, thank you, yes.
Clement, your turn to begin. The subject, the Trade Descriptions Act. Can you talk about that for just a minute, starting now?
William Makepeace Trowbridge Thackrar, a 17th century... Savile.
hesitation.
52 seconds, Kenneth, on the Trade Descriptions Act, starting now.
The Trade Descriptions Act, I've never read, let alone acted it. But I believe it is a yacht.
Repetition.
Of what?
Huh.
Yes, I've got it right. 45 seconds, Clement, on the Trade Descriptions Act, starting now.
Having a guinea fowl to dinner and a new cook to prepare this in front of 8 guests called the police and said...
Peter Jones is challenged.
You can't have a guinea fowl to dinner.
I thought the whole thing was very devious. I quite agree, Peter. You have 37
you
seconds
have
on the Trade Descriptions Act starting now.
Some of my best friends are guinea fowls.
Go on, Peter, quickly.
This is the act under which I've often...
Clement Freud is challenged.
Hesitation.
Not when he was before. You have another point, Peter, and there are 31 seconds on the Trade Descriptions Act starting now.
I've often thought of suing the television companies because they describe what I often watch as entertainment.
Clement Freud is challenged.
Repetition of often.
No, I didn't repeat often.
No, you didn't repeat often. Did he?
No.
All right, Peter, you have the point, and you have 25 seconds on the Trade Descriptions Act starting now.
Well, I think it's a very good thing that they have to describe what is in these jars of jam, like pectin, artificial colouring to enhance the natural flavour, and all kinds of monosodium glutamates and chemicals.
Clement Freud is challenged.
There's only one kind of monosodium glutamate.
No, there isn't. There's American and there's British.
I think Peter's made his point and he has 10 seconds to continue on the Trade Descriptions Act starting now.
And I'm looking forward to the day when they'll have to apply this to the beer that we drink, and that'll be a sad day for the publicans.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of day.
Yes, I'm afraid there was, yes. And Clement, you've very cleverly again got in with only 1 second to go on the Trade Descriptions Act starting now.
Uh-huh.
And I have to tell you, alas, that we have no more time to play Just a Minute this week. So let me now give you the final score, and it was an extremely close contest. You, Kenneth Williams, was only just in fourth place behind Alfred Marks, who was in second place behind two joint winners, Peter Jones and Clement Freud. We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute. From all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The programme was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by John Lloyd.